Sip, Create, Repeat. A podcast providing marketing strategies you can consume over a cup of coffee.
Welcome back to another episode of Sip, Create, Repeat. Today we want to talk about producing video content for the beginner, somebody that might not be super comfortable doing it. You know, I think the biggest area that small business owners could really bolster their marketing efforts and their online efforts in general is going to be by producing good quality video content. Now, I say that, and I don't mean you have to produce something that's a movie level crazy production every time, but having a few, you know, good pieces of equipment are going to help. You know, 80% of content consumed online in 2020 is video, and honestly, that stat was from 2019. That was kind of a forecast for 2020. It may have, thanks to coronavirus and everyone being at home and kind of bored, that might actually be more. So Pat, why don't you talk to us a little bit about maybe some pieces of equipment that people can have that are going to give them a good quality video setup?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing is, a lot of people think maybe they need these crazy expensive cameras to get started doing this stuff, when realistically, a lot of the technology that's in your cell phone is as good or better than some cameras that you're going to buy. You know, you can really exploit those features too if you get in there and start playing with some of the additional things like locking focus or actually adjusting your exposures and things like that, so it's not completely auto from the iPhones or things like that, and it'll give you that more artistic, better look and feel. So that's definitely, you know, the easiest and best route, because everyone's got a good phone probably in their pocket nowadays. So that's definitely an easy way to capture video. Now, as far as recording, you know, the audio on those phones is going to be okay, but you may want to actually have a separate recorder for things that you're doing to try and get even higher quality audio. Actually, right now, Chris is wearing our Zoom H1 field recorder, which is just a lav mic right there, and it is great. You can get additional attachments to turn it into kind of like a mobile shotgun microphone, things like that, so it has some flexibility, and it's only like $130, and it's going to give you very high quality audio. So that's probably definitely the route you're going to want to go. And then obviously you want to make sure you're well lit, and I think Chris, you can talk about that a little more, as you're using some great lighting right now.
Yeah, so as I've kind of dedicated, personally, I've said, you know, I'm going to start to produce a lot more video coming from me that is really agency marketing, advertising specific. But I live in a house that was built in the 50s, and the lighting in these places is not great. And so, and we also live in Northeast Ohio, which means sitting in front of a window sometimes is just as dark as sitting in front of a wall. So I went ahead and spent, I think it was $30, and I got myself a ring light. The cool thing about a ring light, especially, I just got mine on Amazon. I just found one that had good reviews. This one actually came with a tripod and a cell phone mount and all this stuff. So I'm always going to be consistently lit every time that I am, you know, recording with this specific setup. It's pretty great and super easy to use.
Absolutely. So really, it doesn't take much, you know, to really up your video game. I think with these few different pieces and parts that you can get together relatively cheap and may already have, especially when it comes to cell phones, you know, I think you can really get some high quality video and put some good content out there quicker than you think. So hopefully you guys found this interesting and you get some of these tools and you're able to actually up your video game. So thanks for listening, guys.
See ya.
Like this episode? Be sure to rate and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Looking for more from us? Follow @DuoCleveland on social media today.